This here is more geared toward Thanksgiving, but still a nice holiday. This is the story of the first Thanksgiving, once again, by my drunk grandpa. Many years ago, Christopher Columbus and his pilgrim buddies come to America on a boat called the Mayflower to live because the English king wouldn't let the Jewish people go. So Moses, who was a friend of Christopher Columbus, rented three boats, the Mayflower, the Santa Maria, and the USS Enterprise. When they landed on America, an Indian squaw named Sacagawea met them and traded them pelts for bear and then showed them how to degut a rabbit. That night, her friends danced around with their boobs hanging out and balanced clay pots on their heads. The head pilgrim then baptized all the Indians to be Christians, and they shot turkeys and played horseshoes. It was General Custer's birthday, and three Oriental kings showed up with presents of myrrh and other crap. Many pilgrims didn't survive the first winter because they didn't have heat, because Jimmy Carter, who was president of the pilgrims, had an oil embargo. Sacagawea and her Indian friend burnt buffalo turds and heated the camp. The pilgrims was thankful. However, it smelled so bad animals come out of the forest two by two. The Lord then made a rainbow appear to let the people know that he would never make turds burn again and cause a horrible smell. Sacagawea fell in love with Kemosabe, and they were married on that first Thanksgiving and lived in a tent with wheels. That's right. All the pilgrims were happy they were away from the king and safe in a new land. And to beat that, they all landed right on Thanksgiving Day. Charlton Heston was then elected president. My grandpa was really drunk. You're done.
This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Jabbercast on this fine Thanksgiving morning. I'm Lippo, and
I'm Big JD.
Good job. We had a little technical difficulty right during that cool little intro that Big JD played there. The mic stand just decided to say, oh, I'm not going to stay up anymore.
It went south.
Literally went south.
I'm still trying to get situated, but I've just about got her under control.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Dead boom on the ground. But anyway, other than your technical difficulties right at this moment, how are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. Lots going on the home front. Mom's in town. I call at 5 in the morning the other day. I'm at Metro Airport. Come and get me. Surprise visit.
Is that what happened, really?
Yeah. So I had to go get her, and that's why I didn't get much sleep yesterday.
Wow. And that was cool with you, or did she?
Yeah, it's fine by me. She came to my place, slept for a while, and went to my grandmother's after that. She spent the night there, so I'll see her this afternoon again.
So your grandmother is your mom's mom?
Yep.
And that's the one you wrote the song for?
That's the one I wrote the song for. Lippo was one of the few that got a chance to check out the ukulele video. Well, only my grandmother saw it so far, really.
And what was her impression of it?
She liked it. She liked it, yeah.
That's the first time she heard the song.
When I had it recorded, I gave her a copy of the lyrics so she could have them, and she listened to the song. But then I brought her over to actually watch the video after, so. Mm-hmm. And she enjoyed it.
It's very cool. That's Big JD's submission to the Bushman Ukulele Company for a contest. And what do you win? Like a trip to Hawaii and they give you a lifetime supply of ukuleles?
No, it's you win a credit at Bushman. So I'll be able to get a ukulele. Before, I think it was they gave away a ukulele and a case and a bunch of stuff. And then second place was, you know, a different, like a maybe a cheaper ukulele and a, you know, or something like that. But now it's credit money. And I think the top one is $1,000 credit at Bushman. So that's pretty sweet.
Do they sell a $1,000 ukulele?
I don't know if they sell a $1,000 ukulele, but they get up pretty high. They have some, you know, electric concert ukes, and if you want, they build to order. So they will put on certain things that you want, tuning pegs changed and things like that, or if you want it electric or not, you know, those kinds of things.
Wow.
And they have like some really nice cases that are on the more expensive side.
And the wood, of course.
And the wood, of course, yeah, different woods.
Different woods are going to cost.
Different, you know, they don't have a huge selection of ukuleles, but what they do have, it's, you know, handcrafted in the USA.
And that's Bushman.com.
No, I don't think it is, but you may find it. But you have to search Bushman ukulele. It's I think it's JumpingFlea.com.
Nice.
Anyway, so that's what's going on with that. I finished a few screenplays. That's for another contest with a big animation company in Toronto, actually. It's having a big contest, so I'm going to enter that. And those are all finished and done. I'm just waiting to enter everything in. So there's that in the Bushman contest, and then the books being shopped. All the stuff, you know.
So what's up with the screenplay?
The screenplay. I did a screenplay for... I'm submitting two screenplays. One is for the Rockin' Robots cartoon, which people can see at rockinrobots.com. And the other one is, which they can see there too, at rockinrobots.com, is The Huels, which is for a little more mature audience, but it's another animated television series. So I did screenplays for the two of them, which are pilot episodes, and I'm submitting them to the animation company.
So how long is your pilot?
Both of them are 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Where does that number come from?
It comes from them, and it's like an industry standard usually for a short children's cartoon.
That's what I wanted to know.
And which is equals about 10 pages of screenplay.
And screenplay each. Writing is, would you say it's easier or harder than writing a book?
I find it all the same for me, easy-wise. Okay. It's the formatting that's different, and that's the hard part, because there are some industry standards. There are some ways that agencies or animation companies sometimes want things a certain way, and certain borders left, and certain fonts, and certain ways of doing everything. And it gets a little bit confusing.
So, of course.
For the most part, there's a standard, but then what anybody wants, you follow their rule. So sometimes you have to change everything that you send to every different person. So it gets a little monotonous and time consuming. I see a Gibson cover, amp cover. What's under there? Is there a Gibson amp there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's a pretty neat cover, though.
It's a nice cover. It's a Garnet amp underneath there.
Uh-huh. What's going on around here?
Not too much. Same old, really. It's Christmas today.
Christmas. How do you figure? You got some family coming in or something?
Kim's parents are leaving to go to Arizona on 22nd of October, I think. So we picked Thanksgiving. You know, we're gonna have
your Christmas.
We're gonna have a big, you know, turkey and all that kind of stuff over at Kim's mom's house.
Nice.
So we said, let's just make this day Christmas. So
that's how long ago did you make this day Christmas? Long enough to do your Christmas shopping?
I have nothing to do with that.
No?
No.
Every year?
No, just since we started doing this.
Oh, okay.
Ever since they started leaving early and we started having to celebrate.
It's hard for the in-law, the son-in-law, to do Christmas shopping for the in-laws, I would think anyway. I would leave that to the other.
Exactly. I just show up, eat lots of food, and tomorrow we're having Thanksgiving here.
Yeah.
My dad's going to come over. I'm going to smoke a turkey.
Whoa. What do you mean by that? Is that a metaphor?
No, I'm going to smoke it.
Smoke a big turkey with my dad.
ear. No, I got that smoker out there, and I have experience with a turkey, and it wasn't a very good experience. So I want to make sure I know how to smoke a turkey. Like, I thought it was done last time.
After. You smoke a turkey with a gun or a bow and arrow?
You smoke it with a smoker.
I smoked them. You ever go hunting?
Oh, yeah. Deer. Not deer. What? I never deer hunted. Rabbit and goose.
Hmm.
That's all I've been hunting for. That was when I was late to teenager, 20 years old, around that neck of the woods. When all my friends were...
You made a joke out of it, in the neck of the woods, hunting.
Neck of the woods, exactly. And Dan still hunts. He's gone hunting right now for...
Oh, yeah?
They've gone moose hunting, yeah.
That would be cool. I know a lot of people that do, and I've never gone. But I'd want to be all out, war fatigues, up in the trees, the six-wheel banana split mobile.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do.
Chasing...
There's no chasing. It's sitting
with a big elephant gun.
It's just waiting.
Yeah.
The real work comes once you shoot something, and then okay, I shot one. Okay, call your buddies on your walkie-talkies, mm-hmm. and you spend 2-3 hours doing the deal right there in the woods, and then you got to haul it out. Hopefully, it's not through a lake. And
if you hit them, yeah. Sometimes they go away and don't get anything.
Oh, that happens all the time. Yeah. I say more often they don't get anything. Mm-hmm. I think with Dan, he's been pretty lucky. They've been about 50-50.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come with three, sometimes none. Yeah, it kind of sucks. But so is hunting.
Our little introduction was from Larry the Cable Guy today.
Yes.
And we changed the format of the show. Today's topic from the... we just recently did an automobile show. But we had this one on, what was the show going to be on?
Car Trouble.
And we'll have that at a later date and time. And we're bringing you a Thanksgiving show.
Well, why not? It's Thanksgiving.
That's right.
I know there's a few American listeners out there thinking it's not Thanksgiving, but over here in Canada, it is Thanksgiving.
Why are our Thanksgiving different date than if it's actually the same holiday, isn't it? It's the same.
It celebrates basically the same thing. Yes, it does.
Hmm.
Why is it different?
And what happens when we in the United States are all joined forces together, like one country? And then what happens with our holidays? Are we going to have two? Or are they going to just, that fine line between the dates? Or are we going to just follow theirs, probably? That's what will happen.
That's what you're worried about.
Canadian holidays are null and void. You now follow the American holidays.
The Amero holidays.
And what about O Canada? Oh, USA. Da, 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 da.
I honestly don't know what to say about the North American Union. But supposedly, with this past week, though, Canada, in principle, said, if anything ever happened, we're going to join up with...
Is this news?
Yeah.
You're getting at?
Yeah, you can turn the news bumper on.
Here goes the news bumper, folks.
And straight from the newsroom floor... and the walls and the ceiling. It's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are once again in the newsroom. And what were you going to tell us about Thanksgiving?
Nothing about Thanksgiving. It's about Canada
holidays.
In principle saying that they would. It's kind of like opposite of what we're talking about. Instead of joining up with the states and Mexico to make the North American Union, they are more apt to join the European Union. I don't know what that's about, but there were some initial talks of Canada talking to the EU.
That's Canada for you. Stupid. That's just stupid. That's all that is, really.
I don't know if it's because we belong, we're still...
England.
Yeah, the whole England.
We're all tied in with the Queen.
Right.
Shouldn't she be kicking soon? Or did she?
Should she be kicking? Mm-hmm. Kicking what, her husband?
The bucket.
Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah.
So she's had such a hard life, she should die any time, right? She's going to live till she's 100, I'm sure.
Okay.
But you can advocate and say, okay, I'm done my reign. I'm losing my memory. I can't find my glasses.
And who gets appointed?
No.
King or a queen?
It would be King Charles, Prince Charles right now. The ex-husband
of that's a big thing, eh? Why doesn't he knock her off?
But here's the deal. He's up at an age now where he feels...
Give it to his son.
Yeah, he would give it to his oldest son.
Wow.
That's who
we'd have a king.
We'd have a king, yeah. And what does that mean to anybody? Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's in place.
How dare you say that about the king?
It's a waste of money, man.
Behead him.
Take my head off. I don't care. It's true.
You got two.
I got two heads, and they're better than one.
Yeah. Yes. Anything else in the news?
Well, there's this whole past week went by, and it's just been crazy on the stock market and the economy and banks being bailed out by
governments. I can't jump off my balcony. I'm only on the second floor.
And we're in the basement right now, so I can't do anything down here. So
yes,
I'm not,
I can.
Nothing to end our lives, though. Yeah, so it's been pretty crazy. I know people at work are freaking out. And, like, honestly, when I think about this whole economic downturn, or whatever you want to call it, I think we're way overdue. Like, we've had decades of prosperity. Mm-hmm. And it's a false prosperity, you know, that we've been living through, I think, for at least the last 10 years. I think after Clinton was done, even maybe a couple of years of the Bush, the first Bush administration, we should have had like a little dip in the road. But what did Bush do? Well, he started a war. Let's get this economy booming. Let's spend some money.
Now that it's coming to a close.
And Finn joins the show and has a conversation with Big JD on the air.
Let's see if we can, maybe we can get her to say something.
No, don't. He can have his own show later.
I wanted to mention, too, that a few things from last week's show when I was listening. Randy Macho Man Savage. That was the wrestler I was talking
Macho
about.
Macho Man
that
Savage,
was, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, yeah. He talked like that. And there was a couple other things, too, that I forget again, where I wanted to mention something about, or that we weren't sure about something. I can't remember what it was. There was a couple things.
But you wanted to make sure that we knew it was Randy.
Yeah, that was
Macho
one of them.
Macho Man Savage.
I enjoyed listening to last week's show.
Oh, apparently this whole, just to go back to this Canada joining EU, there's a petition signed. Says this petition was created in support of the idea to further create a global community and signifying Canada's continuing commitment to the ties with Europe based on our mutual history, both culturally and economically. What's that going to do for our Thanksgiving? Having ties with Europe. But I guess in Europe they do celebrate some harvest festivals.
It's a festival. Yeah, the Horn of Plenty Fest.
Cornucopia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good song, too.
What's a good song?
Black Sabbath, Volume 4.
There's a cornucopia song on it?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it's called, cornucopia.
Yep. You got to go back to
I know there's the corn something in there, but is it actually cornucopia?
Not talking about your poop. Cornucopia.
Not talking about your poop.
So, yeah.
So, what's your opinion on this whole economic thing? It hasn't affected you yet. You're still getting the welfare checks. Everything's good.
Yeah. I'm living the low life, so I don't, you know, it doesn't affect me at all. It doesn't really affect me directly, but I know a lot of people that it does. And,
manufacturing is going to have to almost come to a standstill. I think everything's just going to slow
down. Speaking of manufacturing, what's the deal with rotating layoffs? You got something coming up?
Yes. What'd you hear about that?
Oh, I hear.
He hears. He's in the union.
My ears are open.
Well, that's.
I just pick and choose what I want to hear. That's
okay.
All.
Yeah. Well, supposedly, obviously, we can't be kicking out three shifts of minivans while we're in this economic turndown. No one's buying anything big now.
How are they going to rotate, though? Do you know anything about that?
They're saying maybe 1 week on, 2 weeks off.
Okay.
So, that's what my union guy told me on Friday.
1 week on?
1 week on.
That's pretty good, actually. I mean, you get paid, but...
Oh, yeah, we get the unemployment insurance stuff.
And do you get topped up with something, too, or no? During that...
Ethanol, yeah.
Ethyl.
Yeah, we get SUV, of course.
Yeah. Well, so that's okay temporarily, and except for the people that have to wait 2 weeks, that have a 2 week waiting period.
That's going to come in January for the majority of the people in the plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that always sucks about.
And why is there? Why
paying in your whole life into that stuff, and then they just scam you? Why, no matter how you look at it?
What's the waiting thing about?
I do not know.
Let's wait for.
Save that for the unemployment show.
Yeah.
So, is that it for news?
Well, there's also an election coming this week. I'd like to tell all our Canadian listeners.
Get out and vote.
Go and vote on October 14th, which is Tuesday. Go vote on Tuesday. Get out the vote. Let's try to get it over 50%.
Don't rock the vote, baby.
What? Don't rock the vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't rock the vote. There was something about that. No,
rocking the vote.
The music stars got together for voting.
It was called Rock the Vote, yes.
Rock the Vote.
You know, Bon Jovi was in there. And
yeah, whoever.
Bruce Springsteen and all those.
Not my favorite guys.
No, but they, at least they're out there, you know, they got some kind of a social
conscious. Yeah, but is it? Or is it just publicity for, you know what I mean? Yeah, I want to be involved for the publicity, then they really care. You know, sometimes.
I don't know. Sometimes they're sticking their neck out in a way, though.
Yeah. Yeah. When they put out their opinions on things.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Whereas the best rock stars are not.
Dixie Chicks. They really put their neck on the line.
Dixie
Chicks. Got a lot
Chicks.
Of controversy and bad rap for remember that?
Stand on the war, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to start talking about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Day, traditional North American holiday, which is a form of harvest festival.
It's a festival.
And the date and whereabouts of the first Thanksgiving celebration is a topic of modest contention. Though the earliest attested Thanksgiving celebration was September 8th, 1565, in what is now St. Augustine, Florida.
1565, that's what they say, yeah?
That's way back.
Because.
Pilgrimage.
What's his name there? The reason we had supposedly the very first Canadian Thanksgiving, which, you know, Canada wasn't even around, but was Frobisher. He celebrated crossing the northern passageway, and I'm trying to see what year that was at.
Thanksgiving originated from the Pilgrims bringing pumpkins to the North America.
1578. Pumpkins. Well, let's save that for the Halloween
pumpkin.
Show.
Pumpkin. There's no other P in there, is there? Pumpkin. Aren't they pumpkins?
Pumpkin pie. That's right.
I don't like pumpkin. Pumpkin pie, do you?
I don't like pumpkin pie. My wife's making one right now.
Is she?
Yep.
I like whipped cream.
I like the crust, too.
Oh, yeah. Right there, too.
Right where? Oh,
I like other pies. I don't like rhubarb pie. You like rhubarb pie?
As long as it's sweet enough.
Yeah, the rhubarb is just too sour. Why have a sour pie and have to sweeten it up so much? Why not just have an apple blueberry pie?
Apple pie. That's my favorite.
But pumpkin? I like pumpkin seeds. You like pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, nice and awesome? Salted and cooked up, yeah.
Yeah.
What can we do?
I wonder how many people actually utilize the seeds from the pumpkin when they pull everything out of it, the guts.
I know we do.
Yeah, that's great.
Just throw them in a cookie sheet, throw them in the oven. How hard is that?
Pumpkin seeds next week on the Jabbercast.
It was 1578, by the way. The history of Thanksgiving in Canada goes back to an explorer, Martin Frobisher. You're familiar with Martin Frobisher?
Oh, yeah.
Frobisher.
She's awesome.
Martin is not a woman's name, is it?
Martini is.
He had been trying to find a northern passage to the Orient. He wanted to get to the Orient where all the good stuff was. And in
Chinese
the year,
chicks.
Yeah, Chinese chicks, of course. In the year 1578, he held a formal ceremony in what is now known as the province of Newfoundland. And he gave thanks for surviving the long journey. The feast is considered by many to be the first Thanksgiving celebration in North America. But you're telling me in 1562 that they had something in Florida.
USA.
And that's interesting. Well, Florida wasn't considered much of the United States in the 1500s.
Well, no, but it's still east. Everything happened on the east.
East coast of North America, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yep, same. That's where they landed, and they gave thanks there. But what would you call that? The evolution of what happened for Thanksgiving as time went on, it changed all the time. They had, you know, different festivals based on whatever culture that they came from. And it was more of a regional thing. It wasn't until in the 1950s that the Canadian government made it an official holiday. That's like 400 years ago. 400 years later, it was finally okay.
I was going to say, yeah, it's not that long ago that it became official holiday when we considered it as one of the biggest holidays, really.
Do you think, you know what I mean? Do you consider Thanksgiving a big holiday, yeah?
Maybe not so much a big celebration. Like, I mean, I think it is traditionally for a lot of people and families, but I don't really, like, think of it as the, you know, physically the type of holiday like, you know, Christmas or something is, you know. But, yeah, I would consider it one of the top few holidays. Like, Thanksgiving is one of the biggest things in the calendar, as opposed to, you know, Sweetest Day or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of the big ones. Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, and I think the working community always regards it as a, you know, a nice holiday weekend.
Which you wouldn't know anything about, but, yeah.
Listen to them digging me.
Well, you are working, but you're not working in a structured way for somebody else. You're self-employed.
Well, yeah, I'm not. I don't have to. I don't go through the weekend off thing like you do.
Right. You don't answer anybody.
I get no weekends off.
You just keep on chugging.
But yeah, it's I consider it like a big name holiday.
So it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter.
Yeah, Easter too. At Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. We went through this before. The heart one.
Valentine's Day
is that's a big name, a big thing you think of, I guess. But I mean, no, it's not a holiday at all, though.
No, you don't get the day off.
Not yet, anyway. Are there any other big, the Labor Day, things like that? I don't know. That's
Labor Day's another long weekend.
Independence Day. I think that's a big, the fireworks stuff.
So. Yeah. In the summertime. Confederation Day.
Confederation Day or Canada Day.
Canada Day. That's it.
Those are another big holiday. And I think those ones are, I don't know, I think more people look forward to them because of the time off.
Right.
They've got those big holidays, you know, can't wait for the next one to come because they get a long weekend. So.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
That's part of the reason, I think, though, that they're, you know, some of the biggest holidays. But the biggest couple holidays, yeah, what, Christmas and New Year's. That's a biggie.
Yes. And it's interesting how in Canada we take the Monday off. That's it. We get the Monday off. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the States, which they seem to celebrate Thanksgiving a little bit more, it seems like they got Thursday off, Friday
Everything's
off.
More over there. There's everything more.
Yeah.
Bigger, so more, better.
It's a 4-day holiday, and usually people take the Monday off after the weekend. So they get like a 5-day, and they go on trips away.
What do you mean 4-day? Thursday, Friday,
yeah. So Thanksgiving.
They know how to do it up.
Yeah, exactly. And supposedly that's the beginning of the Christmas holiday shopping season starts on the American Thanksgiving.
Well, isn't, Thanksgiving holiday weekend in the U.S., Thanksgiving, that's the biggest shopping day of the year.
The Friday is.
Excuse me. Whatever day, but I mean, okay. And I think the Apple store usually does something at Thanksgiving time.
It's the,
too,
only, the only day they have a sale. Yeah. 10% off.
That's pretty neat.
For us,
and this,
Apple
and,
beats,
and,
yeah.
And the new announcements come just prior, don't they?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday it's coming.
I'm looking forward to that. Just right. Hearing. It's exciting.
Oh, okay.
I like
just
it.
Hearing.
Yeah, no. And,
he doesn't have his credit card out.
I'm kind of torn between the next thing that I get will be a desktop. Because I want a big screen workhorse.
Yes.
Intel. And so then that still leaves me with this, though, for everything. Because I use this more for anything, like, really, you know what I mean? But so I might have to get a desktop and a laptop. Anyway, it's a thought.
A desktop, wow.
I've been considering it for the screen and the...
Well, if you're using Final Cut Pro, you definitely want a desktop.
Yeah, I need a powerhouse to do all the big work.
Scoop it up.
Even consider it possible, depending on what ones I get. Like, I don't know. I don't want to go buy $2,000-$3,000 machines.
No. If you buy a desktop, you still can keep this for, like, your netting stuff, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, still for the shows, and I still have to contend with this for some things that, you know what I mean, require.
Yeah, you got to get 2 Intel machines for sure.
So, I don't know. And because I will use that, I use the other ones so much that... it's difficult to give it up sometimes if Lana needs another machine to do something or for rendering or for, you know, certain things that she does. And so we may have to go with a couple of iMacs.
Oh, iMacs, yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? So we may even go with the early entry iMacs or something. Be because for around the price of one of the full-blown crazy ones, you can get a couple of them things with a 20-inch screen.
Oh, right.
As much as I'd like to go full blast, but I think it would still be suffice. I got to get into the Intel.
Right. Save for the tech part of the show.
That's right. In the United States, Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving Day, an annual one-day legal holiday to express gratitude for the things one has at the end of the harvest season. So that's really what we want to mention, is that it's to express gratitude and thanks. And we'd like to thank all our listeners for...
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for what?
Thanks for coming out.
Coming out.
They come out to their computer and turn us on and
we appreciate,
download the podcast.
Anybody that's listening out there.
For sure. Me living out here in the middle of a field, basically, you know, I see farming going on all the time. Farmer was kind enough to blow down my mailbox on Thursday with a big plow machine. Just
oh, really?
Tore my mailbox right off the post.
Did he stop?
No.
Came home one day? And
no, I thought I was just getting ready to go to town. I thought I had heard something out there, and I didn't make nothing of it. Hmm. And like I must have walked out just like a minute after to get in my car, and I'm like, oh my god, what happened?
Couldn't
here?
Chase him down or anything?
Because they're on the roads here all
the
time.
Big wide machines.
Didn't have to chase him down. He was just right there at the corner turn. I had to follow him into Bell River. Do you say something to him? No, it's a farmer.
You just took out my mailbox.
Farmers feed cities. That's what I look at.
Bill collectors come, my mailbox is gone. What am I going to do?
It's still hanging there. It just hangs there.
Okay.
Right now, I got to fix that sometime this weekend. But so you're back here. You're very aware of what happens as far as the harvest season. They're just everywhere. There's like school buses. You know, it really affects traffic around here because there's just so many tractors on the road and
harvest time.
It's harvesting time. Mm-hmm. So. But I'm thinking of the majority of the population of Canada. Do we give thanks really for the harvest during Thanksgiving?
No, it's we've lost all that meaning.
I know, it's like Remembrance Day. Like, we haven't fought a real war.
It's all about the turkey and a dinner. We haven't lost everything because it's about getting together. You know what I mean? So that's kind of... I mean, that's not necessarily... It's not about getting together, but I mean, families do. And and that's kind of a good thing. It's there's some kind of value there, but the reason behind it is pretty much lost.
I think that's a sad thing. Yes, it's great that we get together.
I think everybody should go out in the county and get all their vegetables and everything for their dinners and everything as a thanks to the harvest season, and get all their stuff locally and then make their dinner. Kill your own turkey.
You can go to Cottom there.
Local turkeys.
You can get a freshly
.com.
No, Cottom here, just outside of Windsor. They sell. You put your order in, and you get a fresh turkey. Mm-hmm. And does it taste any better? You know it. It's unbelievable how good it tastes. Those juices inside haven't been frozen, and there's something about it. Once
robust turkey.
They're nice. They're a little bit more expensive, but it's a turkey.
Hey, it's only once a year. Or twice if you make one for Christmas.
Mm.
Buy two and save. LocalTurkeys.com.
You're on AN. I used to work at a turkey farm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Gee.
It was not.
And you cut them up and all that stuff? And what did you do?
No, that was
I knew a guy that worked at one of the pig places. And he used to kill them in a pig slaughter place.
Abattoir.
Place them all up. Yeah, abattoir. There was a band called that too, but
I worked at a chicken factory where they processed them. I just worked at a turkey farm where they... we just threw them on the truck. That was our job, to throw them on the truck. But they used to have a Purina place over here, and what a job that was.
Wow.
Like, I see some of these kids were like not more than a foot and a half taller than the turkey, and they're trying to manhandle these. They're having a fight with a turkey, like, holy.
I don't think you talked about this on the career show, did you?
Do
you know what commercial this is?
Geico?
Cadbury.
The eggs.
That's right.
Do you know what commercial this is?
Ooh, a commercial show. That would be neat.
Yeah.
Commercials and nostalgic commercials and all that stuff.
It's funny. When you do that, it reminds me of our drummer, Francis.
Oh, yeah?
He'll play a beat and he'll say, try to guess what this song is.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's real easy on drums, eh?
And Dan will just start playing something that just goes along with whatever. He's not even anything what Francis is saying.
That's funny.
He does it steady, though. It's like, wait, guys, listen to this. Guess what the tune is? Yeah. It sounds like 5,000 other songs.
Okay, now what's this song? What's this one?
That's what he does.
Drumming is hard to pick out. You get no melody with drums.
No. There are certain parts that are familiar to certain songs. Oh, yeah, that's...
Well, yeah, if he went like...
That's rock and roll.
You know what that is. Huh?
Rock and roll, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I thought you said Bronoir.
That's another Zeppelin tune. And
that's right, yeah.
And you're saying that you Cornucopia was on the Black Sabbath Volume 4.
Volume 4, Cornucopia. Good stuff, too.
That was the... when that album came out, Volume 4, that was like... That was my first new Black Sabbath album. Like, there was the old stuff, you know, the Wizard and Paranoid and that stuff. But that was like the new album that had come out that I was into. Like, you know.
I remember making a silkscreen t-shirt for that in high school. And Cornucopia, I believe, is the one that's... you know the song, you hear it. I think that's Cornucopia.
You think so?
I can't remember now, actually. After bringing it all up and everything, but I think that's Cornucopia. You know, do you recognize the rhythm, though?
Mm-hmm.
There I'm gonna go when I die.
Oh, okay.
You know that tune?
Yeah.
It's kind of catchy.
You want to take a break?
Okay. Let's go out for a while. We'll be back in a couple hours after this fine message.
This is DJ DeBees, and you've got to tune in to WKBR.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. That's right.
That is right. Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo. You know what I wanted to talk about today?
I thought you'd like, because you
had mentioned it one day when I was showing you my new man purse. Man bags.
A merce.
I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Like guys carrying, a bag to carry your stuff.
But what's that got to do with tech?
Well, because you need something to carry your throw your digital camera in or your computer and, you know, your laptop. Well, you know, it's a bag that you can carry stuff or your computer and a man bag. Sometimes one over the shoulder that's big enough to throw your laptop in. Because I think that for people like us, it's more of a gadget bag.
Yes,
and that kind of falls in with the technology thing. And in most cases... we would tend to, sometimes look for something that's more geared towards carrying things like that. You know, a lot of times they have a special spot for your cell phone, or they have they're big enough and have an area for a laptop if you need to throw it in the bag as well. You know, so it's not just a laptop bag, but it's a bag to carry everything. And I know in mine,
I got a lot of gadgets in mine. You can't fit a laptop in here, so.
Well, not this new one. No, it's a small one. So I put my laptop in its own laptop bag. But you tend to be able to double up sometimes for the different things. And now let me tell you some of the things that are in mind right now, as far as gadgets are concerned.
Okay.
And why I consider it more something, part of technology, I guess.
Tell people what you got there.
This is the Swiss Gear teardrop-shaped bag. I don't know that there's actually just a name for the bag itself. It says Airflow, which is some kind of technology on the back so that you don't sweat while it's over your shoulder, but it's a teardrop one. It goes over one shoulder, and it's fairly small in size and has two main compartments and then another small compartment. In the front compartment, I have keys hanging inside there. I have a pen. I have some excess cards that don't really fit or go in my wallet. I actually have the audio video cable for my iPod is in here.
Look at that cableage. It reminds me of the cableage for the...
So I can show my grandma videos and stuff and hook it up to her TV.
Oh, nice.
And then we get the bigger one here. And what do I have in there? I have my sunglasses case, because they're out of there right now, sitting on the table here. My camera's in there. And a protein bar is in there. And my cell phone is in there. And that's it in there. Then I have another small slot, which allows you to put like your iPod in and have the headphone cable come out so you can be wearing the bag. And that's another thing. They're kind of technology driven nowadays.
You have to be.
You know, even the backpacks, they have a slot usually for your MP3 player with your headphone wire to come out. Exactly. And wear it while you have the bag on. And I sometimes have my wallet in there, sometimes have my iPod, because I switched to my normal small wallet. And I got my Bose headphones in there. And then I have another small little zippered thing at the bottom here. And in here, I have something we talked about last week, which is the speaker for my iPod.
Oh, let me see that.
Which is very cool, sounds great, is definitely loud enough, has the volume up and down control on it, and it's awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
So, yeah, the easiest way, either find it at eBay or go to Deals Extreme, I think it was, extremedeals.com, and it's very cool. And I find that even with my iPod in its little flip case, mm-hmm. I can leave this on there, put it on my side. I'll get up in the morning, throw that on, and be listening to AM 800 while I'm making my breakfast. It's pretty funny. And there you have today's Tech Talk, the awesome cases. Man bags.
Yeah, you gotta have them. I'm looking for one myself. A man bag.
And that's why I thought we'd talk about that today. And there's the fanny packs and all that kind of stuff too. But then those goofy things from the 80s. But
yeah,
sometimes you get the bigger ones that hold a water bottle, and they hold a, you know, I was used one of them for a while. I didn't wear it very much, but I could carry it because it was a good size-ish.
Exactly.
Sometimes those help.
I think there's like a stigma for fanny packs. Yeah.
Yeah. They come with headbands and leg warmers for the women. So moving on.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, so this week's song on Sunday Morning Music Mayhem is, it's a song, but it's also off another comedy record from Adam Sandler. And it's called The Thanksgiving Song from They're All Gonna Laugh at You, which is a line, I think, taken from a Carrie movie. This is the Thanksgiving song.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song. All right. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Yeah, he is wacky.
He stuck that in between.
Did you ever have Cheryl Teague's poster? I did. And I had the Farrah Fawcett one. Remember the one where her name was, sex was written in her hair? Do you remember that? That was a big controversy.
I do remember that,
yes. The poster.
Yes.
That's funny. But I had those.
I didn't have them myself. I don't think... I think I was questioning my sexuality at that time. Why? It's a cricket. We have cricket. It's a basement and there's crickets.
He's huge.
They're all huge. They're big.
Look, he's flapping around. He flipped and turned around. So you just leave him?
Well, no. I could get up and kill him.
Huh. Okay. Well, it's time for the Jabber quote.
Right.
Oh, it's not time to end the show yet.
You know, we buy crickets.
You do?
We buy like dozens of crickets.
Why? When you got them just running around?
Supposedly these crickets.
Unless he got loose.
These are not supposedly good for the. We buy them for
bearded
dragon.
They want you to buy them.
Yeah,
I would think
bearded dragon would have no problem eating those.
Not at all.
Because we got it's a cricket thing in a basement. They just come through the walls and they land in the basement. Mm-hmm. It's very loud in here in the evening. But anyway.
This week's Jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry at the corner of Wabash and Strabane, selling you fine
turkeys.
Basters.
Turkey basters.
Turkey basters, yeah. Of course, yes.
Those are those things that you can use for enemas.
That didn't sound like a turkey baster, but that sounded like me on Kim last night.
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa.
Basting turkey for today's dinner.
Of course. Do you want a quote from
whatever you got?
Theodore Roosevelt, Anne Frank, or William Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Small cheer and great welcome makes a merry feast.
Small cheer, great welcome makes a merry feast.
So if you have a great cheer and a small welcome, but if you have a small cheer, little glasses of little bits of alcohol. And a great welcome.
It's all about the welcome, then.
It's all about the welcome, according to William Shakespeare, which brings us back to the Thanksgiving's about getting together as a.
And that's something about the song by Adam Sandler is that he didn't mention anything except turkey in it. There was no thanks,
and he just, you know, was so. Thinking of words that rhyme.
That's well, all. Yeah, and that's what it was all about—a joke. But and just like the holiday, it's a big joke. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not.
But,
holy moly.
Yeah, no, I wanted to mention, though, that, it, you know, we were talking about how, you know, kind of everything about Thanksgiving kind of gets lost except for the food, the turkey. And that's what everybody thinks about it, so.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
So. Yes.
And I guess that's it for this week. And next week, we have we're not going to actually do that auto show at all right now. So we have Risk and Chance next week. Do you take risks for good reason or just for the thrill? Maybe it's part of your job. Do you take chances? And are you a gambler?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Monopoly and the game of Risk.
No, we're not. So that's what we got coming up next week. Sounds fun. You can check out the our website and listen to podcasts and all that fun stuff. You can just do a search for the Jabbercast at the iTunes store, if you have iTunes. And you can visit the website at www.thejabbercast.com.
That's right.
And you can leave us a message from the contact page by...
Going to the contact page, clicking on the My Chingo widget like millions of others have before us. And yeah,
the button's all worn out. You might not be able to see the leave us a message on it.
That's right, but click it anyway, and we'll get your message.
Or email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com. And signing off, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BJD and Lippo, all rights reserved, listener feedback encouraged, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately.